Hey, this is Slash, and you're listening to... Oh, wait. Hey, this is Slash, and you're tuned to the mix-up on Today FM.
As well. Now, man of the moment. His name is Thomas. He sings with a band called Phoenix. Bumped me for Jimmy Kimmel last week, which is okay, though, because, as I said, 2.5 million fans on Twitter alone pales my little thing into insignificance, by the way, at Colum Today FM, if you're about the place on Twitter. Did I say that before? They're on Jules Holland this week. If you're unfamiliar with the band, check them out. They're really good, of an electronic nature. And you're going to hear the interview over two parts, tonight and tomorrow night. I enlisted the help of Juliette Gash from the news department, because she speaks French very well, being of semi-French descent. And this man is French. And it's kind of ignorant if you don't make an effort when you're talking to somebody not to speak to them in their native language. So what I did is I got someone else to do it. Anyway, here's what happened, part one, Today FM. Thomas, thanks for joining us from Phoenix. Welcome to the radio in Ireland.
Thank you.
I know you're doing a lot of interviews at the moment, and I know that can be quite arduous, that can be quite annoying, and that can be quite repetitive when you're talking.
Yeah. I mean, the whole idea of talking about yourself is just disgusting. Yeah. If you ask me, but there's ways to make it.
Well, I've been practicing French. It's crap and it didn't work, right? But I've enlisted somebody to help me. Answer in French, I'm going to get her to decode the answer. How does that sound?
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, so here we go. Let's try this, see what happens, all right? You ready?
Yeah.
All right, okay, here we go.
Vous écrivez des chansons en anglais. C'est curieux, non?
Do you want me to answer in French?
Answer in French, yeah. You can tell. You could probably say in French, that guy interviewing me is a complete idiot and I wouldn't know the difference, but... Also, speaking of which, Biffy Clyro played at the O2 on Thursday night in Dublin, and the show was, by all accounts, absolutely superb. Spoke to the band many, many times before. I said we're going to play some music, but I thought this was worth a play. The last time they were in town, fans asked me to work song titles into the questions I had for one of the band. See what they notice. Did they?
The mix-up on Today FM.
A couple of emails, James, from fans who've asked questions and in their words, so I'm just going to ask you and you can tell me answers, etc. Right? Okay, here we go. When in the studio, do you find yourself in a good place or in a series of bubbles?
Definitely in a series of bubbles.
Good.
It's a strange place being in the studio. You know, you don't have little triangles that we always try to keep, but you've got to go walk about. Love unless it. The venue's too small, in which case it's stuck to the spot.
Have you spotted your challenge, or have you spotted the challenge I set or was set?
I think so.
Every question had a song title from Biffy Clyro in it. We love you too, Marina. 3, 2, 1. It's 100 to 102 Today FM. Marina and the Diamonds, brand new track, How to Be a Heartbreaker, I think it's called. So James from Biffy Clyro's on the show a little bit later on. Spoke to him yesterday, played for you today. All things Biffy, all the usual stuff, albums and gigs and so on. But in the course of the crack, I explained to him I'm a big fan, which he kind of knows. Have all the records, the back catalogue. And recently, my missus, my significant other, went rooting on the computer. Could be dangerous, lads, but it wasn't. Not that kind of dangerous. She's taken a shine to an album with a brown cover, as I explained to James. Man on the front in pensive pose. And he realised it was his album. Puzzled. Absolutely delighted. Told him she's been singing a track, which has been a hit. Everyone kind of knows it to a degree. Who's got a match? She's been singing it constantly. And in the course of my madness, just to explain the situation, I was going to ring her and get her to sing it on the phone. But she works in the radio, so she'd get all that crap. So, sneakily recorded her earlier on today, singing the track.
I'm a pirate and I burn, burn, burn tonight. I'm a pirate and I burn, burn, burn tonight.
She's gonna kill me, but anyway, sounds like that should sound like this.
I'm a pirate.
James is a serious musician, really big band, played Wembley, went from small little places to that massive arena, but he's up for the crack too. So we recorded a little piece with view to doing this.
Hello?
Hello, Caroline. It's James from Biffy, and I just called to clear a few things up. The lyric you're looking for is I'm a fire and I'll burn, burn, burn. Not I'm a pirate. But hope you're well. Take care. Goodbye.
Oh, my God. Colm.
Yeah.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Am I on the radio?
Possibly.
You fuck.
Check it out. 100 to 102. Today FM. The Black Keys on Today FM. I'm dead. Totally dead. Bell X1 on 100 to 102 Today FM. The name of the track is The End Is Nigh. Love that band, melody, quirky lyrics, and themes borrowed from various authors, from the unlikely Leaving Cert poetry book soundings. Mr. Noonan, I like your work. Now it's my turn. Bruce Chatwin, Songlines, promotes the idea that language started as song.
The songlines are verbal maps that take you across Australia. Each of the clans has its songline. And the songline described the path taken by the ancestor spirit when they arrived in Dreamtime and the interactions that they did in this mythic time.
What a great idea. Music as language that takes influence from bands that came before and, in turn, going to that place of creation for inspiration. The musical studios and rooms of the world. I tried this once, went to Hansa Studios in Berlin, where amongst others U2 recorded Octoon Baby. Results?
1, 2. Not that inspired.
Over the next half hour, I'm going to explore the idea of creative spirit and energy retained in studios and buildings. Talk to Ashley Keating from the Frank and Walters about Landmark Studios.
BBC made available. The studio we were in, we didn't realise its history until we asked some of the engineers, later on in the session.
Yeah.
But we could definitely feel something. Some amount of amazing records had been kind of crafted in the studio. And like we felt the presence there before we knew the history.
Kieran from De Laurentiis.
The reason that it works as an album is because it's a collection of songs, written over a certain kind of time, generally recorded, over a certain time together. So it's a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Everything influences that, from how everyone is feeling at the time, how the songs excite the people, where they are in their lives, and the space that they record in.
And a real authority about the same, Keith Barry.
For example, many of the famous songwriters and some of the best songwriters out there are huge proponents of automatic writing when they're in these studios. And automatic writing is whereby they're trying to channel the voices from the other side and trying to capture their spirit through their writing. For example, Shane McGowan, I know he very famously once said that he believes that a lot of his songs were written under the direction of ghosts. But, as we all know, Shane likes to partake in certain areas of life that some of us might not. So whether it's actually ghosts coming through, or I do know. For example, A Rainy Night in Soho, he says, was definitely written by automatic writing. But God knows what he had in his system when he was doing that.
If you're in an Irish band, new or otherwise, band stuck in a creative rut, I want to find your muse. Stay listening. Mr. O'Sullivan has some answers. It's 100 to 102 Today FM, the mix-up. De Laurentiis now. Give me a break. At the O2 in Dublin. Now, we've got a focus group album as well tonight, which is Florence and the Machine. She of Florence and the Machine fame. Lungs, the album Lungs. And as is tradition, give you three musical steps into the album. She's a big fan of Grace Slick. And PJ Harvey as well. You can hear it really, can't you? Have all taken place. And Bjork. If you want to share any comments about the album 53102, I'm going to play a track with a difference from it after you hear from the lady herself and me trying to claim her as being Irish. Mix up.
Sean O'Sullivan
on Today FM.
Florence Welsh, is it, that sounds like a good Irish name. I'm going out on a limb. Are you? Is there any connection there?
Well, actually, it did say on my Wikipedia, but slight, unfortunately, incorrectly, that my mother was Irish. Right. That my grandfather was the editor of the Irish Times, but neither of that is true, I'm afraid. My mother is American.
All right.
But my mother is American, and I am slightly Scottish.
All right, okay. But,
so, unfortunately, I mean, in my family lineage, there probably is.
Yeah.
I'm a bit of a mongrel, so I'm like a bit Russian here.
Right.
I think I've got some. My mum says that somewhere in my bloodline, there's some like Native American.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah.
That's a bit mad.
What she was talking to me, I was like, what? Yeah, on my father's side.
All right, okay. We're just trying to claim you for ourselves over here musically, you know. It's probably a long shot, but anyway. It's 100 to 102 Today FM. Focus group album tonight from Florence and the Machine. It's Lungs, and we're going to play a track from it. In Session on Today FM.
Hi, Today FM. With Florence and the Machine, it's kind of smaller sized, and this is Cosmic Love. Oh.
On podcast, but there comes a point, Cullum, when you should shut up and not try and impress the guests by singing. Guess what I've been singing? No, forgive me, I'm going to try this, and I've got the lyrics wrong, but tell me that you want me, no, tell me that you need some. What are the lyrics again?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Am I? All right, okay. Whoops. I've been waiting all night for you to tell. Wednesday night on Today FM.
I worked on it with a producer called Labyrinth.
Oh, yeah.
It was the moment I signed my deal, and we sort of had booked the session from beforehand. And I basically got in with this guy, Labyrinth, and it was the first time I'd ever met him. And it was like, how you doing? I'm Tiny. How you doing? I'm Labyrinth. Let's sit down and make a tune. And, you know, he's the producer and I'm the MC. And 12 hours later, I'll pass out. It was made, finished, sounding absolutely perfect. Charge now. Cast out. I was actually standing in the middle of the room by myself, just like everybody was there, but I was just sort of like zoned out and just thinking, I might be onto something.
Do you think?
And
yes.
Lo and behold,
the mix up of Today FM.
It's 100 to 102 Today FM. This is the mix up with me, Cullum O'Sullivan. We're here every Sunday to Thursday from 7. And I want to get you on the guest list tonight for a couple of things. As I said, C-Sessions, text C-Sessions and your details to 53102 and we'll get you there, all right? There's a band in town tonight. I spoke to them last week. They're in town. They're in Dublin. They're in the Academy too. And they're called Red, Gold, Green. One of them spoke to me, as I said. His name is Green. And played with Dave Grohl, or Dave Grohl played with them on a recording of the last EP. Him. That is Green. Talking about the experience of meeting and playing with Dave Grohl.
It's meeting a hero. It's some meeting someone, and then for him to confirm why he is where he is. Like, he's just a really good person and down earth dude. Like, it's beyond down earth. It's like he is very cognitive of the fact that he is Dave Grohl, but he needs to be that person, and that you could come up to and talk to and ask him anything, you know, saying you listen to all his music your whole life from growing up, just like that. You could just talk to him about whatever, and you just talk to him like a regular dude. Like, we were kicking a football around, like, because that's what we do. Like, we were super, like, well, after we, like, record, you know, we take a little break, we just go outside and kick the football around. He comes out and kicks the football around with us and tells us stories about Paul McCartney and chicken and champagne and stuff. Like, he's just a cool dude.
Crispy.
Today FM.
Slash.
Yeah.
good to meet you, man.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I was looking at your Twitter account, 2.1 million fans, and you marked Mr. Gallagher's birthday. I'm glad to be in Ireland. I'm from Cork, where he grew up and where he played. Oh, yeah. So you're a fan, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. I got to jam with him in LA way back in, like, I don't know, it was 89 or 90, 91.
So no, Shazam Radio, what's he talking about? Some time ago, I asked you to download the app Shazam and also to see and point it to the radio to see if you could identify a song. It's simple, really. It was a bit of a hit on the show, so we decided to make it a little feature to win things. Tonight, Album of the Week from Little Green Cars is up for grabs, and all you gotta do is literally identify a track which I'm gonna play you. If you've got the Shazam app, just put it up to the radio, and I'm gonna not tell you what the track is. It'll tell you what the track is, and text it to me on 53102. We need some silence. What is the track? Just literally point your phone to the radio and identify this, alright?
Spinning, clapping, laughing, dancing in the...
Little Green Cars on Today FM. Yes, superb. You did get it using the Shazam app. Hundreds of you. Crystal Fighters, You and I is the band you should check out. I'll give you winners in just a second. Sam Beam is coming to play the Olympia Theatre in Dublin. Had a chat with him last week, and I just want to point you in the direction of this man. If you're not aware of him, if you are, you know he's a brilliant, brilliant singer-songwriter and a really nice guy as well. Plays the Olympia on May 29th. A lot of people I know, when they start recording or start writing songs, are a bit inhibited by the process, in that, you know, the mind closes a small bit and they get kind of constricted, I suppose. You ever experienced that? You don't, obviously, do you?
No, I do all the time. It's hard to stay open.
Yeah.
Keep your mind clear. I've found that working in the morning seems to be the best. Or, you know, maybe not always the most.
100 to 102 Today FM. It's the mix up. It's Thursday. It's another DJ battle. And Mario beat me. Casey didn't. We welcome one of the heavyweights, Mr. Ian Dempsey.
Thanks very much. Yeah. I'm doing my best. I'm trying to lose a bit, you know.
In stature.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to be on the mix up. Thank you very much, Colin. Yeah.
Thank you for coming. Round one. Favorite collaboration.
Okay.
You go first.
Okay, I'll go first. Well, I am going to go for a David Bowie collaboration, actually. Now, David Bowie has done a few collaborations.
Like someone like you can learn to be like someone like me.
Yeah. Somebody just texted and said, I need you both to sing that out loud. We did. We aim to please. It's Today FM. Do not adjust yourself.
If you're not smiling after hearing that song, you've got antifreeze for blood.
Quote of the day.
Scientific.
DJ versus DJ. Presenter versus presenter.
I'm going to sit back here. Try and follow that. I'm going to just sit back here, my little lazy boy.
Favorite collaboration.
Put my feet up.
Ed Smith, if you like that. 53102. I helped you. I helped you win that round. I'd like to welcome Bobby Gillespie to the show.
How's it right? How's it going? Hello.
How are you?
I'm not bad. How are you?
I'm all right. You're playing in Dublin very soon, aren't you?
No.
Aren't you?
Yes.
Maybe so. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul McLoone from the Paul McLoone Show.
How are you?
I'm very good, sir. Did you have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend. The Undertones were playing in France.
Oh, wow.
So that's good. It's good when you play in France. And when French people turn up.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I have in the studio Eddie Vedder. How are you today, Mr. Vedder?
I'm grand. I'm only joking, because they're very serious bones of Pearl Jam people. Just having a laugh.
You have to have a laugh.
Just having a laugh. That's what Eddie Vedder sounds like when he has a laugh. You tell Eddie Vedder, he goes, ho, ho, ho,
ha, ha, ha. Today FM live from Vickers Street, and we are talking to everybody who's on this prestigious Choice Music Prize shortlist. Welcome, De Laurentiis.
How you doing? Thanks for having us.
Great to see you.
Yes, it is good to be here.
It is a momentous occasion in a band's career to be on this prestigious list.
It is, yeah.
And you're on it.
We are, yeah. No, we're delighted. I mean, we weren't thinking about it, obviously, when we were recording the album, but we spent the year We released it last January, Little Sparks, and we spent the year kind of touring and releasing.
It's Today FM. We're live from the Choice Music broadcast in Vicar Street, and I'm delighted to welcome Julie Feeney.
Hello, Colm. How are you?
I'm very good. I almost feel like it's one of those things where you've been here some more times than most of the bands, and in a positive way. This is your third nomination. You've won this award once.
Yeah, it is. It actually is kind of funny, yeah, to be here again. Well, my main objective is just to do a better performance.